Furloughed worker speaks out, let down by insecure contracts I was working when lockdown was announced. We turned up the volume on the telly, put the subtitles on and everyone went quiet. After the announcement one lad went on a break, had a good cry, and came back with his Halloween makeup running everywhere. It is just the stress of it all, it has broken people down, and they feel like they can't do this anymore. I missed out on furlough by 2 days last time. I had a cleaning job in a beauty spa, but because I was 2 days from my first paycheck, I missed out. Revenue and customs refused to accept my employment contract as evidence. This time I'm a few weeks into a 4-week contract. I could be furloughed for a week, and then laid off. Fortunately, my manager told me that she will extend my contract, so I can be on furlough. But people shouldn't have to rely on that. Many individual managers are trying to do the right thing. They have the weight of 20-odd people, the weight of their staff's livelihoods and their own on top of them. Some of my colleagues have been considering setting up a temporary rideshare, informal taxi service. They can't afford a 20% pay cut. No one should be in that position, forced to put themselves at risk, just to make ends meet. Mental health is my main concern. If I spend another month inside and not working, I'm concerned how I will be able to stay positive. James, bar worker,